Certainly an exciting day for the Edmonton Oilers to acquire Duncan Keith.
Just felt like the Edmonton Oilers right now, it was a good fit, a great fit. Excited to start this new chapter of my career and try to win a cup in Edmonton.
It's always been my goal to be able to stay in Edmonton, and it's just what I've wanted. I've loved my time in Edmonton so far. The team is progressing the way we want it to, and I want to be a part of that. And obviously, the biggest reason I want to stay is I want to win at Edmonton.
Here's McCabe, all the way, scores!
Welcome to the Locked On Oilers podcast for this Tuesday, December 14th. I'm your host, Hernan Salas from TSN 1260 and the Two Guys in a Goalie podcast. Hit me up on Twitter at HernanTheMan and at Locked On Oilers as your Edmonton Oilers get set to take on the Toronto Maple Leafs in Game 5 of 6 here on this homestand. Hasn't gone Edmonton's way. They've lost 5 straight. They're 0-4 on this homestand, and they need a win tonight, and it's not going to be easy as Toronto has kind of taken it to Edmonton here as of late, and they're playing well. They're without Mitch Marner, but they're still doing some good things there. They're not as hot as they were a few weeks ago, but still playing some good hockey. They sit 19-8-2 with 40 points, second in the Atlantic. They're tied with Florida. Edmonton 16-10, 32 points, third in the Pacific, and teams are catching up. Teams are catching up to the good old Edmonton Oilers as they continue to struggle here. And let's get to it. Actually on the pod today, we'll hear some clips from David Alter from the Hockey News, who covers the Toronto Maple Leafs. He joined the Lowdown Show today, so we'll just get some quick clips from him. And also Dave Tippett, who's asked 3 interesting questions. I want you to hear him. So we'll play that in the third segment, but we'll just tee up the game tonight and give you some stats and all that fun stuff as per usual here on the Locked On Oilers podcast. So news regarding your Edmonton Oilers today. The head coach, Dave Tippett, Hyman will not be available for the Oilers tonight. He will sit this one out. It's unfortunate because he's playing his former team, and he's just such a hard worker out there. That guy's work ethic is nonstop. So it's going to be a big miss for the Edmonton Oilers. He did add that Keith is most likely an option. I think he just needs to be cleared, and he'll be jumping in and play with CeCe. But they didn't want to commit to it, but I'm assuming he's going to be in 100% in this one. So we're assuming the lines will be like they were yesterday at practice. Leon Draisaitl with Connor McDavid and Zach Kassian. Warren Fogle with Ryan Nugent-Hopkins and Jesse Puljujarvi. Tyler Benson with Ryan McLeod and Kaylor Yamamoto. I know Shore was there as well, and he did add to that saying that Shore's not set in stone on that third line because he was there with McLeod and Yamamoto. Benson saw a few line rushes there too, so we'll wait and see on that. It's going to be interesting. I think if it's McLeod, Yamamoto, Benson, I don't think they're going to play a lot. And I think Shore, Ryan, and Sevier will get more ice time. That's just me, but it'll be intriguing to see that line, kind of the Bako line, right, from Bakersfield. So we'll wait on that. And Nemelainen will play tonight, regardless if Keith is in or not. So he's been impressive. He keeps impressing his coaching staff and the fan base. He's coming off 10 hits on Saturday night, so most likely he'll be with Barry. Keith with CeCe and Nurse with Bouchard, and your starting goaltender is Mikko Koskinen, who's tailing off a bit here, so hopefully the big fin can be sharp tonight for the Edmonton Oilers. Oilers still remain number one on the power play at 31.7. Toronto's just behind them at 30.5, second in the league. That is fascinating. And the PK, Edmonton dipping now to ninth. They're at 82.7, and Toronto not too far behind, 13th at 81.7. So these teams pretty even here. I'll give you some notes from the Leafs in the second segment as we hear from Dave Alter as well. But yeah, what do the Oilers need to do to win tonight? I don't know. Quick start, maybe. Don't give up the first goal. It's been 17 times already this season. Goalie has to make the saves. No softies. Make them earn their goals. Special teams, PK's got to be better. Power play's got to be better. 5-on-5, someone has to produce outside of the two big dogs here, especially with Zach Hyman. Defensively, just don't gift wrap goals, and I think the Oilers are doing that far too often lately. And you're talking about, and Dave Tippett, we'll hear from him, but secondary scoring has an issue, and I'll have some numbers for you coming up after some Dave Tippett clips. But the Edmonton Oilers really need to get in the will and column here. There's a lot of teams catching up to them. They're not playing well. Well, they're playing well, but they're not well enough to win. And I truly think the Oilers are going to need like 5 goals to win tonight. I truly do, and I'll give you my predictions at the end, but I don't think anything else is going to cut it tonight. That's just me. And me and Lotai were talking today earlier about, he says if they play well tonight that it's going to be okay, and I don't agree with that. I think they played well against Boston, they played well against Carolina, and they still lost. Yes, and those are good teams, especially Carolina, but the fan base here is not going to put up with, oh, they're playing well, but they just can't win. No. I don't think that's the case, and I'm very intrigued to see how they start and how the emotion is, how the physicality is. Like, this team's got to start showing that. I'm not saying they don't care, but it almost seems like they're so nonchalant about everything that it's like, no, man, like, you should be fired up tonight. Canadian team, a lot of Maple Leafs fans probably going to this game. There's always the comparisons, Marner, Matthews, Leon, McDavid. Like, you got to be up for this game. So that's what I'm going to keep an eye on, how this team responds, how they start, and hopefully they can get the first goal and get off to a good start. Because the Oilers, if they drop 6 straight, I don't care how good they play, this is not going to be pretty, and you might see some changes. Hell, I'm not on board for that just yet, but if this continues, how can you not talk about it, right? So it's going to be an interesting night down at Rogers Place. It's 7 o'clock puck drop. Are you going to the game? These games are always fun, and we all know that, and they're always a good time, and a lot. Like I said, it almost feels like a home game sometimes for the Maple Leafs. And it's kind of annoying. I get it. But Oilers fans got to be louder. And there's been a lot of talk about the fans and how dead it is there and all that. So we'll see tonight. Should be a fun one. Hopefully, for the fans' sake, the Oilers can pull this one out and play a solid game. You need points. That's what's important here. Okay, so coming up next, we'll kind of dip into the Leafs a little bit more, get some lineup notes, and hear from David Alter from the Hockey News, who covers this team, give you some stats on the Leafs as well. That's all coming up here on the Locked On Oilers podcast with Hernan Salas. The holidays are around the corner, and finding the perfect gift is tricky. Omaha Steaks make it easy to send friends and family an unforgettable gift guaranteed to be loved. Go to omahasteaks.com and enter NHL into the search bar to order the perfect gift package. For $99.99, you'll get 24 entrees like the world-famous bacon-wrapped filet mignons, chicken breasts, side desserts, and so much more. When you use code NHL, you'll also get an additional 8 Omaha Steaks burgers for free with your order. Achieving greatness with Omaha Steaks, incredible flavor, incredible value, and 100% guaranteed. OmahaSteaks.com, keyword NHL. You listen to podcasts for the power of the inside track. You switch to Boost Mobile for the power of saving money. Get 3 unlimited data lines for $30 a month per line and a free 5G phone when you switch, so you can get the latest sports news all on one of America's largest 5G networks. More power to save. Boost Mobile. Free phone limited to new customers and 1 per line. Additional restrictions apply. Offers coverage not available everywhere for all phones networks. See BoostMobile.com for details. Back here on the Locked On Oilers podcast, as the Edmonton Oilers get set to take on the Toronto Maple Leafs. So this coming from Toronto media, Travis Dermott expected to be on the third pair with Justin Hall, and Ilya Mikheyev expected to play as well, according to their head coach there, Mr. Keefe. And I'll just give you some lines here. Take it with a grain of salt. Nothing really coming from their group, but this is what they had. Bunting with Matthews and Andre Kosh. Kerfoot with Tavares and Nylander. That line's been really good, really good. Engvall with Kampf and Mikheyev. And Clifford with, I think it's been confirmed that, I think it's Sinai. Senny will center that line with Clifford and Simmons. Defensively, Riley with Brody. Jake Muzzin with Liljegren. And Travis Dermott, like I mentioned, will play with Justin Hall and probably look for Mr. Jack Campbell to get the start. Haven't had any confirmation on that just yet. Your leading scorers for Toronto, Austin Matthews with 31 points. He leads with 18 goals. Your leader in assists is it's Morgan Riley with 21. And John Tavares is tied with Austin Matthews, with 31 points as well. He's got 13 goals and 18 assists. Plus minus wise for this team, it's Alexander Kerfoot at plus 11, Your power play point leaders, Matthews and Nylander. Like I said, that second line with Nylander and Tavares doing some good things for the Toronto Maple Leafs. Let's get to some audio here. Dave Alter from the Hockey News joined the lowdown. And let's start it off with this one. Have the Leafs improved enough to maybe make some noise in the playoffs?
Well, you know what? If you asked me about that 5 games ago, I would probably say yes. But the last little bit here, there's been lapses in their game. They've kind of been out of sync, and they haven't looked like that team that was really playing like gangbusters, winning 15 out of 11 game out of 17 games, and kind of going back to maybe some of the earlier struggles that we talked about when I last joined your radio show. So. It's really hot and cold with this team. Sometimes they look like gangbusters, a team that can win it all, and they were leading the league in points. And then other times it's just like they really can't get the cohesion going. And that's currently the slide the Leafs currently find themselves in right now. Even though they have a couple of wins in those last 5 games, like they haven't really necessarily been pretty.
Yeah, that's the big thing. And I think it's very similar to Edmonton. Obviously not as long. I mean, the struggles of the playoff struggles. But I think we're all expecting here as well that the Oilers will be a playoff team. It's what they do in the playoffs that will be heavily, heavily judged. So similar to Toronto there. Jake Muzzin, Justin Hall, they've struggled a bit this season. They're on separate pairings tonight. Low Tide asked Mr. David Alter how Muzzin and Hall have been this season.
Yeah, you know what? It hasn't been great. Justin Hall has been a regular second pair defenseman since Sheldon Keefe kind of took over in 2019. And then he was starting to play so poorly that they benched him for 5 consecutive games. And then now they brought him back, but then now they've moved him to the bottom pair because whatever was going on between Muzzin and Hall, they just weren't working well as a collective 5-person unit. So, it was just one of those things where, it's just one of those things where they've been not going well in cohesion, and so they've really kind of been struggling in that regard.
Yeah, it's too bad they're not together because the Oilers could have maybe feasted on that pairing, but a smart move by Keefe there to separate them. I didn't watch the last game, so I don't know if they were together or not, but seems like they've had their struggles this season. And, you know, Mitch Marner's out, but there's been an interesting player there, Michael Bunting. He's got 19 points in 29 games, 7 goals, 12 assists. He's a -1, but he's been a nice addition, and he kind of came into replace Mr. Zach Hyman, who's been a great addition here in Edmonton. But here is Mr. David Alter on Michael Bunting and how well he's played in replacing Zach Hyman.
Yeah, and you know what? I think that's just kind of where the Leafs were at and trying to find out where the proper role was for their new first-line left winger. They tried Nick Ritchie there for a little bit. That didn't work. They moved a lot of different things around, and then finally they moved Michael Bunting to many different lines and finally tried him on the first line, and it's worked out well. He's a guy who gets to the net, makes things difficult, and can retrieve pucks for the Stars, and that's exactly what Zach Hyman did with the Toronto Maple Leafs. So given the cap crunch, they kind of had to be creative and try and get guys for much cheaper who can develop into the kind of roles that Zach Hyman did end up playing, and it's worked out well for now. They don't have Mitch Marner right now because he's currently on long-term injured reserve with a shoulder injury. So it's been kind of an experiment where they've tried another gamble in someone like Andre Kasha on the right wing in that spot, and that's worked out well. So the Leafs' strategy when they're pressed against the cap like other teams is try to find some buy-low players that really can kind of play beyond their cap hit, and Michael Bunting's definitely been one of them for sure.
It's David Alter from the Hockey News joining the TSN 1260 in the Lowdown Show. So shout out to them for the content tonight, we get ready for Leafs and Oilers. The key to a win for you for the Edmonton, is it a fast start, get the saves, get 5-on-5 scoring? Like, there's so much, right? So I think for me, it's just a quick start. Like, get a goal, man. Play, like, they haven't played with a lead in so damn long. Well, I mean, in theory, it hasn't been that long. I think it's the Pittsburgh game, but it's been a while since they've played with the lead, and they haven't done it a lot this season. 17 out of the 26 games, the Edmonton Oilers can't seem to get out of their own way when it comes to that. So they have to be better, and I think that's key for me. And like I said earlier, I want to see the response, the energy, the emotion, the grit of this team come out tonight. Because if we don't see that, that's very worrisome. So that's what my key to a win is probably. We just have to start fast, get a save early. Like, enough with giving up this damn first goal. But it's always fun when these two teams meet. And Leon and Draisaitl, I'm sure, like to have big nights against this team. Remember last year in the Canadian division, it wasn't pretty for the Oilers. They lost three straight. They didn't score a ton of goals. I remember that. And I remember Oilers fans were not too happy about those performances. But Toronto, for some reason, it's just one of those teams kind of like Minnesota where the Oilers just continue to struggle. And last year they lost, what was it? They won the one game, the last game on March 29th. But on March 27th, they lost 4-3 in overtime. On March 3rd, they lost 6-1. On March 1st, they lost 3-0. And on February 27th, they lost 4-0. So Leafs taking 4 out of the last 5 games here. So the Oilers have to be sharp tonight. Coming up next, we'll hear from the head coach, Dave Tippett. We'll give you the lines once again. Who's in, who's out. Predictions as well. And I'll give you some stats here on secondary scoring. That's kind of MIA. Well, not kind of. It is MIA for the Edmonton Oilers. I'm Hernan Salas, and this is the Locked On Oilers podcast. Talk about how you've recently received some Stance items and how colorful, comfortable everything is. The apparel is very well made, super soft, and entirely unique. It's a lot of fun to wear, and you're looking forward to purchasing more for yourself and others. Stance gives you a sense of confidence simply by feeling good. Founded in 2009, Stance apparel represents a radical reinvention of socks, underwear, and active apparel with a sharp focus on comfort, quality, and creativity. Stance brings an atypical aesthetic alongside some of pop culture's hottest collaborators for the ultimate in style and self-expression, because everything you wear should be a direct extension of who you are and how you feel. Stance believes that the perfect fit matters more than fitting in, that those who feel good do good. Go see for yourself. Register for an account at stance.com and get 15% off your first purchase. Use promo code Locked On at checkout to apply. Enjoy the color and comfort of a life less ordinary with Stance. Last segment here on the Locked On Oilers podcast. Lots of news to get to, man. This COVID thing is getting ridiculous. NBA is going through some tough times. NFL and now the NHL has 8 Cleveland Browns added to the COVID list today, and they had 37 players yesterday, so it's crazy. Hurricanes, this just coming down. Holy smoke, that's getting bad. Might see a stoppage here eventually, so it's not good right now, as the Wild and Carolina game tonight has been postponed due to COVID protocol. So that's according to multiple sources. Canucks also canceled their morning skate after Luke Shen and Lamico test positive. So they played, Carolina on Sunday? Yeah, and that team's dealing with some issues. Brad Marchand, Matthew Barzal, also added to the COVID protocol. Calgary adds 3 more players in Hanifin, Lucic, and Monahan. So it's getting a little ridiculous right now with this COVID outbreak throughout the NHL. A lot of teams going through it. Luckily, in Edmonton, it's only been Cody Ceci so far. Knock on wood, it doesn't extend, because it's becoming a big issue in the NHL. In all sports, actually, it's becoming a really, really big issue here. One of the funny stories today, I don't know why Connor was asked about shoveling his driveway, but he said he doesn't need to shovel as he has a heated driveway. Okay. He also gave advice to Bedard, who's the young man playing for Canada at the World Juniors. He said, stay off social media. It's way too toxic. No doubt about it. You can't put anything on social media anymore, especially Twitter, without getting ripped to shreds. So some good advice there from the captain. And McDavid also said today he calls potential 5-week Olympic quarantine for COVID-19 unsettling. You got to think that they're going to bail on this. And seeing what's happening today with so many positive cases throughout the NHL, games getting canceled, I think this is not going to happen here in February. We'll see what the NHL does. But there's some rough times coming for the NHL with all these COVID positive tests. But let's get to Dave Tippett as he met with the media today ahead of his team's big game. This is huge. You can't lose 6 straight. Like, that'd be terrible. And all at home? Like, holy smokes. Well, not all. One of them wasn't at home, but you know what I mean. And then they get Columbus and Seattle Thursday, Saturday. Like, this can get real ugly. So the Oilers have to show up from puck drop till the end. They haven't played a full, I know it's cliche to say a full 60 minutes, but they haven't. They haven't played, like close to 40 minutes where you're like, wow, this team was really good. They do it in spurts or a period at a time, but they need a complete game here, as cliche as that sounds. But Dave Tippett was asked if he notices a difference in his team when they score first.
Yeah, whoever the team that scores first, you get momentum in the game first. You know, we've had some times where we feel like we've had momentum and not scored, and all of a sudden it goes the other way. You know, we get like the other night where we feel like we're starting all right, and all of a sudden take a penalty and it goes against us. Now you're chasing the game. And especially when you're, you know, when you're not scoring or things haven't gone as well as you like, puts that extra burden on your mind. You got to get out there and get going, right? You get a lead, you play more confident. Your team plays more confident all the way through. Everybody, it seems like all the lines become factors in when you have a lead. When you're chasing, you get erratic.
Another issue for the Edmonton Oilers outside of getting scored on first in almost in a majority of the games and a lot lately is the lack of secondary scoring. To start the season, we're all excited about that third line. They've fallen off. A lot of players in the bottom six, and not even the bottom six. Look at Yamamoto. He has 28 shots in 26 games playing with Leon Draisaitl. That is unacceptable. Nugent Hopkins has a ton of assists. Fair enough, but he needs to score more. Jesse Puljujarvi, I think he's been fine. You probably want him to score a little bit more. He gets a lot of great opportunities and misses a lot, but I mean, I'm not going to be too harsh on him. He scored more than both those other guys I just mentioned. But the bottom six hasn't scored a lot, and Dave Tippett was asked if the lack of secondary scoring is weighing on his team.
Well, I'm sure it weighs on you, but you got to work through it. That's, I mean, there's no other way to do it, right? You work through it. You know, we can talk all we want about it, but guys got to get out there and find a way to get the job done. And it's not as if they don't want to score. They all want to score, but it's you know, when you get into a rut like this, you got to work your way out of it. You earn that confidence that you need to get the job done.
And just to kind of show you what's going on here with the secondary scoring, Ryan McLeod scored back on November 23rd against Dallas. But he was caught out there, and I don't know if it was meant to be this way, or I can't remember that far back, but Draisaitl and Puljujarvi got the assist. So do you count that as a bottom six goal? I mean, is he out there on purpose with those guys? Was it a line change that one guy didn't go off, or a couple guys? So November 23rd, McLeod scored. And then back on November 20th, McLeod scored again, this time assisted from Fogle and Broberg. So I think that's a more legit bottom six goal. But regardless, it's been, which whichever goal you want to go with, it's eight and then nine games that you haven't had any production from your bottom six. And that is not good. It's no bueno, like I like to say on the post-game show. So you need a lot more. Eight, nine games without anything from your bottom six? No, that can't happen. So I understand why Dave Tippett's, they're all frustrated. Everybody wants to chip in. And then one last one here, just how big of a challenge are the Toronto Maple Leafs? They've lost five straight, pressures on, and this team's kind of owned Edmonton as of late, but here's the head coach.
They're a good team. Their power play is rolling right now, so it's, you got to respect what they have over there, but we got to get our group together here. We're more worried about what we're doing right now. Understand you're playing a good team, but we got to play well.
Just as I get out of the head coach media avail today with the team, we got some breaking news regarding the Edmonton Oilers, and I'm glad I'm able to, while I'm recording this, this kind of news broke. More COVID issues, this time in Edmonton. Ryan McLeod placed in COVID protocol. So far, the game is a go. So far, it is a go. But and now Saravelli saying that sounds like Edmonton has a potential positive on the coaching staff as well. Believe they are retesting to make sure there's not a false positive. So tonight's game is going to be up in the air for now, as already Carolina and Minnesota have been postponed. Carolina added four more cases. Svechnikov, Lorenz, and Stahl are part of that group. That game is canceled. Now here in Edmonton, it looks like this game potentially can be postponed, as Ryan McLeod has been added to the protocol list. And by the sounds of it, there's a coach as well. There might be more. Keep in mind, Boston, Carolina dealing with COVID protocol. They just came through Vancouver, Calgary, and Edmonton. Vancouver canceled their morning skate. They have two cases so far. Calgary's up to 10. Edmonton's up to possibly two. So it's not a coincidence here. Like, this is teams that played each other. Boston, Carolina were in all three cities this last past week. So all five teams dealing with COVID issues, and there's multiple other ones. So this news just breaking here. Let's say the game is a go. That probably means Shore centers the third or fourth line, Ryan the other one, and Turris draws in, because you won't have Ryan McLeod, and he's the only guy right now that can't play. But this game, there's potential that it won't be played tonight. It's a fluid situation here. Frank Saravelli reporting that there's a coach as well, and there might be more players. You got to think there is more players here coming up. So lots going on around the NHL this afternoon, this morning. We got a ton of cases coming out of everywhere around the NHL. The NFL NFL is dealing with it. I think the Cleveland Browns had 8 players test positive today. So we wish Ryan McLeod the best. Hopefully it stops there. If not, we might see this whole week wiped out for the Edmonton Oilers as well. My knock on wood didn't work, so I'm going to do it again. Knock on wood twice that nothing, this doesn't get just worse. And we don't see a situation like there's happening right now in Calgary, as Calgary won't play at least up until the weekend, as they're going to continue to test. The Oilers are going to go through a bit testing right now to make sure there's no other positive tests. And as I'm recording this, so I won't be able to update it as we go, but I'm just giving you this information now, and I'm glad we were able to get it in on this podcast. So Ryan McLeod, and there's a potential coach that have tested positive for the Edmonton Oilers. There might be more positive results coming, and this game might not go tonight. Keep it on TSN 1260. Obviously, Twitter, your social media, to know what's going on, especially if you're going to the game and you can figure out what's happening in that sense. But this is going to be an ongoing story here throughout the NHL, not just here in Edmonton. I still hope you enjoyed the preview and Dave Alter and Dave Tippett talking about scoring first and secondary scoring and how tough of a matchup the Leafs are. But right now, the big story is all these COVID cases in the NHL, and it is affecting Edmonton. Like always, hit me up on Twitter at Hernan and the Man and at Locked On Oilers. If you're driving around, if you're at work and you don't know what's going on, send me a DM on either account and I'll let you know what's the latest on the Edmonton Oilers status for tonight's game. Like always, hit me up on Twitter at Hernan the Man and at Locked On Oilers. For my producer Juanito and the Locked On Oilers podcast, enjoy hopefully the game tonight, but if they do play, go Oilers go. If not, it's gonna get dicey here, and we'll see what happens. Thank you so much for listening. Enjoy the rest of your Tuesday. We'll chat tomorrow.